This is the Composer's Datebook for November 28th. I'm John Zeck. Today in 1919, the eminent French conductor Pierre Monteux led the Boston Symphony in the premiere of The Pleasure Dome of Kublai Khan, a new orchestral score written by the American composer Charles Tomlinson Griffiths. This music was inspired by Samuel Taylor Coleridge's famous romantic poem of that name, but it owes its exotic orchestral coloring to Griffiths's interest in the music of Asia and the Pacific Rim. Although Griffiths himself never traveled there, he knew someone who had, the influential Canadian soprano Eva Gauthier, famous for her avant-garde song recitals that included music by Stravinsky and Schoenberg, and her later association with Gershwin and Ravel. It was the well-traveled Gauthier who introduced Griffiths to the musical traditions of Japan and Java. In describing an earlier ballet score inspired by Asian themes, Griffiths wrote, "It is developed Japanese music. I purposely do not use the term idealized. Modern music tends more and more toward the archaic, especially the archaicism of the East." The 1919 Boston premiere of Kublai Khan was the high point of Griffiths' career, and all the critics agreed a major new talent had arrived on the American music scene. Unfortunately, 1 month later, Griffiths took ill, and in a few months died from a severe lung infection. He was just 35 years old. How his music would have developed had Griffiths lived remains one of the most intriguing what-might-have-beens of American music.
Composer's Datebook is supported by Magoosh, online test prep for the ACT that's designed to improve scores. Students can get video lessons, practice questions, and expert support online. Prep smart, go far, and enjoy the ride at magoosh.com/ACT.
Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.